Over 400 horses are entered for this year's Thoroughbred Makeover, and they all have one thing in common. They're former racehorses with less than a year's training since leaving the track. As spokeswoman Jen Reutz explains, riders can choose one or two of 10 disciplines to specialise in.
They'll be competing in everything from barrel racing and competitive trail and ranch work to dressage and jumping and cross country and polo. And it's really a great way to see all the different things thoroughbreds can do after they've already had a career on the track.
The judging for individual discipline honours takes place around the horse park on Thursday and Friday, October the 5th and 6th, rather like the playoffs. The top three from each discipline then battle it out on Saturday the 7th of October for the coveted America's Most Wanted Thoroughbred title, awarded to the ultimate champion. With $100,000 of cash and prizes, it's the most lucrative and perhaps prestigious retraining of racehorses award in the world. Competitors come from all over the US and Canada, but some of them will go home empty-handed.
Almost half of the horses entered in this year's makeover are up for sale. And so on Sunday, if anyone's shopping for a horse, it's a great time to see a lot of very athletic and well-trained horses in one venue.
40 of the horses are what's known as war horses, with over 50 starts under their belts, and four more have raced over 100 times. The top earner in the makeover field won almost $1.2 million during his career on the track, and the most popular sire is Congrats, represented by five entries. More information is available on the Retired Racehorse Project website. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.